Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In an update to a story we first posted to you on KJAN.com early on Friday morning and told you about in our newscast as well, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office says an Exira man died in a crash on Thursday night in Irwin. Officials say 21-year-old Gary Davis of Exira died after the car he was driving went out of control on a curve and traveled into a ditch before coming to rest on its top. The accident happened at around 11:50 p.m. as Davis was traveling north on Shelby County Road M-47 in the city of Irwin. Crews from Irwin Fire and Rescue responded to the scene and extricated Davis from his 2008 Pontiac G6. The Shelby County Medical Examiner was called to the scene as well and determined the man was deceased. The accident remains under investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said on Friday a Mills County man was sentenced on Thursday to more than 15 years in prison for his role in a conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. Senior U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Longstaff also ordered 42-year-old Andrew Allen Fisher of rural Glenwood to serve 5 years of supervised release once he's released from prison. Fisher was being held in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service, pending designation from the Federal Bureau of Prison Facility, where he will serve his sentence. A grand jury handed down an indictment against Fisher last April, charging him along with five other persons with conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine and associated charges in what has been referred to as the Fisher Farm case. Fisher appeared in federal court in Council Bluffs last September and pled guilty to his role in the conspiracy. The Fisher Farm is an acreage located in rural Mills County at which an estimated 2.5 kilograms of pure methamphetamine was manufactured by several people from at least February of 2003 to May of 2011. Persons involved in the conspiracy were responsible for the theft of substantial quantities of anhydrous ammonia in southwest Iowa and for the purchase of pseudoephedrine from several stores in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri, all of which was used to manufacture methamphetamine. Fisher was considered a leader of the conspiracy. He was one of the owners of the Fisher Farm, lived on the premises, manufactured methamphetamine, permitted others to manufacture, and assisted in the loose organization of providing precursor materials, including stolen anhydrous ammonia, for others to manufacture meth. And Fisher admitted knowledge of at least 23 other people who engage in manufacturing meth at the Fisher Farm. And previously sentenced in this case were Robert Gene Ott Jr., 14 years imprisonment, Kirk Jason Hardman, 10 years in prison, Christopher Nicholas Smith, 7.5 years in prison, Trent James Fisher, 7.5 years in prison, Jennifer May Biggerstaff, 6.5 years in prison, and previously sentenced in associated cases regarding the same conspiracy were Timothy Earl Bennett, or Bent, 2 years in jail, and Paul Leon Foster, who received a 13-year sentence. The case was investigated by the Mills County, Iowa Sheriff's Department, the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force and the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say an Avoca teen was seriously injured during an accident near Walnut on Thursday night. According to Sheriff Jeff Danker, the accident happened around 8 p.m. on Western Avenue just north of Walnut. 15-year-old Josephine Anzalone of Avoca was injured in the single vehicle crash and was flown by helicopter to Creighton University's Trauma Center in Omaha. Emergency crews set up a landing zone for the chopper at the Walnut High School football field. The accident happened when Anzalone's vehicle hit a deer, went out of control, and rolled several times. The teen was ejected from the vehicle as it rolled. Danker says the girl's father told him she had left their house about 2 hours before deputies arrived on the scene, so it's not clear when the crash took place. The accident remains under investigation. Josephine Anzalone is a member of the Walnut girls basketball team, and school officials postponed last night's doubleheader with East Green in lieu of that accident. And an account has been established at Rolling Hills Bank in Walnut to help defray the cost of medical expenses. Officials with the Cam Community School District and the Iowa Connections Academy have announced a new virtual public school will be available for students statewide in grades K through 12. As an Iowa public school, there is no tuition or fees to attend. However, there is an important open enrollment deadline on March 1st of 2012. Enrollment in the Iowa Connections Academy will begin immediately as part of the state's open enrollment period for the 2012-2013 academic year and will offer informational meetings for interested families in February across Iowa. The virtual school is said to offer a high-quality, highly accountable, tuition-free public education option, and the IACA's Teaching and Attendance Center will be based in the greater Oneida area. It will combine Iowa licensed teachers and Iowa Core Standards aligned curriculum, unique technology tools, an extensive selection of electives and clubs, and community experiences to create an individualized alternative to the bricks and mortar classroom. And CAM Community School District Superintendent said the CAM's Community School District is committed to providing their students with a 21st century education, and they have been utilizing technology to creatively support and enhance their teaching for some time, and developing a virtual school is a natural extension and expansion of their efforts and ideas. It's about offering the best educational options for CAM students and students throughout Iowa, about meeting exceeding student needs and successfully preparing them for the future. And also in an update to a story about a crash north of Oakland Thursday afternoon, Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says an Avoca woman suffered non-life-threatening injuries after the vehicle she was a passenger in crashed following that collision with a semi. Sheriff says 29-year-old Randy Reeson was transported to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs as she was ejected from the vehicle that was driven by 58-year-old Jacqueline Reeson as they attempted to pass a 2005 Peterbilt semi that was carrying a wide load associated with the wind turbine. It was driven by 62-year-old James Reed of Bellevue, Florida. As they tried to pass, they had to go onto the shoulder of the other side of the roadway, and then that caused the vehicle to go out of control and come back into the roadway and hit the load and trailer before the car entered the ditch and overturned. And the other two drivers of the vehicles were not injured in that crash. That's a look at some of the latest news for you. Taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Lavina Johnston, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Lavina Johnston will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Clyde David McMullen, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Clyde David McMullen will be held 10:30 this morning at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnston Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Gloria Eunice Klein, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Gloria Klein will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Little Sioux United Methodist Church in Little Sioux. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elmer Laverne Nelson, age 92, of Irwin, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Elmer Laverne Nelson will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. in the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hubert Hugh Porter, age 87, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Hubert Porter will be held on Tuesday at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Elsie Bailey, age 86, a longtime Oneida resident, died early Friday at the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Services for Elsie Bailey will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Oneida. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Glenn A. Lilja, age 87 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. No local services are planned for Glenn Lilja. The Dune Funeral Home in Grizzled is assisting the family with local arrangements, and a funeral and burial are planned for Monday, January 23rd in Colorado. And Wallace Dwinnell, age 74 of Greenfield, died Friday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Funeral services for Wallace Dwinnell are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.